Good morning and welcome back to Room 428 here on 1590 KVGB. Patrick Burnett with you once again. Kelsey Metro is our guest today from Great Bend Middle School, and she's teaching us about power teaching. That's what's going on today. Very interesting topic, and the fact that how new this is, not only just, I guess, here to Great Bend in our school district, but we were just talking during the break. This is something that's new nationwide.
It really is something that's new that is nationwide.
And so Great Bend really is kind of pioneering a trail here, I guess, so to say.
We are. We are at the top of the pack right now.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit. I kind of previewed this in our first section this morning. We were talking a little bit about, of course, when things are new, you got to wonder, how's it getting paid for? How's it getting funded? And those kinds of things. And we mentioned the fact that the district has received a grant.
That's right. Power teaching currently is being funded through a national grant. It was a multi-million dollar grant. There were five schools in the United States that were allowed to be part of this grant. So we quite honestly are just heading the way with this.
Great Bend is one of five schools across the whole nation.
That's right.
And where is the next closest school to Great Bend?
The next closest school to Great Bend is actually just outside of San Antonio, Texas. So when all of us start discussing what we're doing in our classrooms and what's going on at our schools, we have to do all of our communication via the internet because there's no way that we can sit down and just talk to one another.
Absolutely. So before you took on this new role as coordinating of all of this, you know, was there a group or was there a place to where the five schools could get together, or were you guys just kind of thrown in here into the frying pan?
Well, we did have a training in August. We went to Virginia and we all met at Old Dominion University. And then after that, it's been, here's your website. Go ahead and let everybody know how it's going.
Very interesting. So is there a curriculum that is set up through power teaching? I mean, you know, you do A and then you do B and so on and so forth. I mean, is it structured like that?
Power teaching is a framework. So the teachers can still use their current curriculum or the curriculum that they feel the most comfortable with. It's just a framework to ensure the cooperative learning.
Okay. So it sounds like then it's a little bit open to teacher interpretation, though.
It really is, which is nice because we have some of the most wonderful, creative teachers at the middle school, and this allows them to continue to be creative.
Okay, well, I'm going to segue into kind of the next question to this. And obviously, we know that assessments are something that's very important.
That's right.
Here in the state. And we're kind of in a transition period right now where the state is turning over into Common Core, which won't start until next year.
Right.
How is power teaching and Common Core going to merge, Kelsey?
Wonderfully. I mean, with power teaching, we're getting those students to really use their upper level thinking. With having to talk to one another about how to solve problems, how to figure things out, that's getting them ready for Common Core, which really is dealing with upper level thinking and the application of math.
Well, it definitely, you know, the national numbers show, you know, that math has not been a strong suit of many, many children over the last several years. So it's nice to see that this is something that has been put into motion to help those numbers increase.
I completely agree. It really is nice to have something in place before we get to Common Core.
Okay, now back to the grant a little bit here. How long is this grant in effect?
This grant is a 3-year grant. So we've just started this year. We've got 2 more years left, and we'll see where it takes us from there.
Okay. Now, obviously, there's a series here where you gather some information and some data, and obviously you've got to compile it and go through that process. How is that process for you? What do you have to do to get this information to the national level who's produced this grant?
Well, I'm down at the bottom, so I have people that come and ask me more questions, but weekly, I go in and observe classrooms, and I'm not checking to see what teachers are teaching or how they're teaching it. It's looking for the framework to make sure that the student talk is there. So I go into each classroom and analyze the percentage of student talk that's being done during a class period, and then I report to my boss about that so they can get it to the national level.
Okay, so obviously it's implementing it, it's, you know, making for sure it's getting done and making for sure that the students are interacting with it.
That's right, it really is.
All right, great topic today. We're talking about power teaching, something that's relatively new, obviously, if Great Bend is only one of five schools in the nation. Patrick Burnett, Kelsey Metro with you on the program today. So of the five schools, obviously, this is gives Great Bend a great opportunity to put ourselves on the map a little bit.
It really does. It really does. We're at the cutting edge of cooperative learning, which is going to really help us out with the Common Core standards as they come along.
Well, again, you know, that's something that kind of looking back, you hear some teachers are pretty excited about it. You hear others that are kind of struggling a little bit. It's not easy, but it is good to hear that power teaching is going to merge well with it.
It really is. Change is always difficult, but I think that if we take it in the baby steps and we transition slowly, we'll get there when time comes.
So again, power teaching is something that is only going on right now at the middle school, right?
That's correct. The high school has started power teaching. They started right before the semester, but the middle school started right at the beginning of the school year.
Okay, so this is something that eventually can see where it starts in the middle school and it can continue with these students as they get into high school.
Right, and we're really hoping that it makes the transition from middle school to high school a little bit easier for some of those students.
Okay, so, and again, as you say, the students have responded really well to this, right?
They have. There have been so many positive comments from students about how much easier math is, how much more they enjoy going to their math class because of power teaching and getting to work together with one another.
Now, as an educator yourself, with these changes that power teaching has come in, does it make teaching math easier as an instructor?
Power teaching is set up so that the students are doing most of the work.
Okay.
So, yeah, it kind of does make it a little bit easier for the teacher.
Very good. Well, you know, our teachers, I think, very highly underpaid a lot of the time. And I don't expect you to comment on that, and you're not supposed to. But it's nice to hear, though, finally, that our teachers and our educators are getting some help here.
Yeah, we want the students to work hard. They're the ones who are coming to get the education, and the teachers have done this. They know what they're doing. They're there to facilitate these students in their learning.
So again, power teaching, that's what we're talking about today here on the program. And we're just getting started. We've got more coming up in our final segment. That's next on Room 428.